Good morning, everyone. How are we today? Oh, good. I'm so glad. So are you guys ready for a story time? Awesome. So everyone, come on over. Take a seat. We'll get started in just a second. All right. So everyone, today we have Deirdre Sullivan and Maya Lufdahl, and they're going to talk to you about the book that they authored and illustrated together. So can we all give them a round of applause?
Thank you.
Can everyone say yeah? Yeah. Yeah, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah? Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to be reading Ming Goes to School. I wrote this story 10 years ago. It was originally a letter to my daughter's first teacher, and my mother encouraged me to turn it into a story, so I did. And I worked on it for a long time, and then I met Maya, who was is a portrait artist, and she had always wanted to illustrate a picture book. So she painted these beautiful pictures, and we like to share it with you, and we'll just afterwards we'll talk about the process and answer any questions you might have. So, Ming Goes to School. Sticky. Ming Goes to School. It's where she learns to say hello. And goodbye. It's where she meets new friends.
Oops.
I'm falling apart here. And introduces the old. It's where magic fairy castles are built from sticks. And growing up takes time. It's where she giggles and rests It's where she hosts pinky lifting tea parties and pretends to walk the plank. It's where she squirms and traces, glitters, and glues. It's where all things are worth waiting for. The end. So, what we wanted to show you is the process that we went through from my story, which was 1,000 words, to it's now 91. And we wanted to kind of take you through what Maya and I created together. right? Hold on.
So I guess this is my turn. I know I just spoke to some of you. I know quite a lot of you are here because you're studying drawing art for children. Is that right? So, which is very useful, because that was very much what we had in mind when we were thinking about this presentation. So Deirdre had a story which was very much about one child's experience over an entire year. So she was describing the passage of time. She was trying to convey to children how something that seems very new and frightening at one point with time will become very much part of their life. And our idea was to convey that through pictures. And once I drew the pictures for the text, Deirdre decided that she could take the burden off the language and that we could shorten the language and make the language more poetic and show rather than tell, which is, I'm sure, a lot of you get told a lot in these classes. So this is a sketch that I first did for Deirdre when I read the story, and I wrote underneath it some of her text. So here it says, Ming waited as Daddy walked outside and placed his hands between the shiny red apples. I love you, Ming, he said through the window. So this is the goodbye window, right? And once I'd drawn this picture, we realized that we could convey this emotion quite simply by saying, Ming goes to school, it's where she learns to say goodbye. We all know about the goodbye window. It's a pretty powerful moment. First time she says goodbye to her parent, and we realize that this image of the lonely bag hanging here could tell the children sort of something about how Ming is feeling without having to spell it out. And in fact, we realized we don't even need to show her face. Just from the way she's standing, a child could recognize themselves and how they might feel when they're saying goodbye to their parent. Another one. And the central image of the book is, of course, the slide. And this comes in the middle of the book. It's a picture of a slide in the middle of the book. We've had the slide in the background all along. And here it is in the middle, the moment where Ming sees the slide. And in the original text, and this is my first sketch for it, so you can see it changed a lot. I don't know if you draw. Do you draw much? You sketch, do you? You sketch. So, you know, sketches change a lot when you're working on them. And here the text is, Ming decorated the window with feathered turkeys and tall pilgrim hats. Yes, we had Thanksgiving in this story. With shiny gold buckles. She watched the big kids soar on the swings, touching the clouds with their toes. They squealed with delight as they raced across the monkey bars and down the big red slide. And the text then went on to describe how Ming very much wants to join the big kids, and her teacher has to explain that with time she'll be able to, right? So we realized that if we had the slide in the background the entire time, the children would notice this by themselves. And here we have Ming looking at it, having played with her friends in the sandbox. She sees the slide here. And once again, we don't see her face. We have the teacher looking on. And we simply have the line which Deirdre came up with after we condensed all of that text into the image and into the way these children were standing and moving. And it says, and growing up takes time. So simple, so beautifully put. And that really is the point of the whole story. And here's another sketch, which was the tea party. So if you remember, at one point, she has a pinky-lifting tea party. All children like to play pretend at school. And this was the text. Grace, put your pinky in the air when you drink this tea, Ming said, spilling water over the teacups. And here they are in their outfits. And you can see, for any of you who do draw or paint, how rough this was. I just put blobs of color down, and then I put some line around it. Yeah. And here we have Ming telling her friend to put her pinky up in the air. And in the end, we've just got a picture of them having their tea party. And it says, it's where she hosts pinky lifting tea parties. And we sent this off, and the publisher said, could you please have one of the children putting his pinky up in the air? So this little pinky here, I added at the end. Here we are. And what else?
Oh, yes, squirms.
This is one of my favorites because it shows sometimes when we tell stories to our children, it's not so much about what's in the words, it's what's in between the words and the picture. And we have here the original text. Before long, this is a passage of time and seasons, sheets of white and gray disappeared into green sprouts and yellow buds. Rosie and Grace, Ming and Grace, dug up worms that slept through winter. Ew, I think this worm needs a bath, Grace. And here we have Ming holding up the worm. The snow has melted. Soon she'll be able to go on the slide in the monkey bars. Now, when we changed it, Deirdre came back with a line, it's where she squirms. No mention of a worm there, but every child we've read this to thinks about worms when we say squirm because it rhymes. And we can show through Ming's little face that she's thinking, ew, as she picks up the worm. Yes, there we are. So quite a big change there. So let's see.
And then the...
Oh, and this is another. Yes, I want to show you this one, which... Sorry.
What do you...
Thank you. This is another original, which we can do a spot the difference here, if anybody would like to see the difference. You can win... You can win this drawing of Ming if you can tell me the difference between these two drawings. This is very important. What was that? I'm going to give these guys a chance. What's the difference between these two pictures? This is something we learnt. And the publisher said, you must, absolutely must change this picture. What's the most important difference? Oh, can you see? Bet you can. You know it. Go on, say it. Show me. The sword.
The sword.
Very good. Right. In my sketch, the boy is holding a sword. It's a paper sword, I said. It doesn't matter. And our lovely publisher said, really, we cannot have even paper swords in the classroom. What else can he be holding? He's a pirate, I said. Well, they said, can't you hold a ruler? And I thought, well, that's even more dangerous. So in the end, we just ended up having him point with his finger as Ming walks the plank. And
we have just your original sketches? Or do you want
to... Oh, and one last thing before... If you have any questions, I would just, for any of you who like to draw or paint, or any of you who like looking at children's books and wondering how those illustrations are made, no, we do not all use computers. You can just use watercolor and pen, which is what I do. And I start off, as you can see in this one, with blobs, just blobs of watercolor until they look like a shape. And then, oh, thank you. And then I put a line round it, and then I trace it, and I put watercolor on. So handmade art is alive and well. There we are. Yes. 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 Yes, I agree. There's a lot of changes in this process. Even I didn't realize how much we could change. And the wonderful thing about collaborating with someone is that we can bounce things off each other all the time and say, oh, I think, right?
Two heads,
exactly.
Better than one.
So, I don't know if you have any other questions. Yes.
Correct.
So how did you two get to negotiate that with the publisher? That seems not to be the norm.
Exactly. We met at our children's school, so we're friends outside of the publishing world, and we thought, let's just create this and see what happens. And at the very minimum, we were going to, you know, just print it for our own children. But once we created it, we really believed in it, and we hoped that somebody else would believe in it too. So we sent it out to a variety of publishers, and I suppose the best way to describe, they kind of treated us as one person, as we were, you know, an author, illustrator, singular person rather than two individuals.
But so, yeah.
Absolutely, I think, yeah. I definitely think so, yeah.
I think it's important to remember that in some ways poetry came before prose, and that children respond better, in a sense, to poetry and to metaphor and to things that are hinted at rather than spelt out.
It was a story first, and then
I think
Deirdre
had to be the scriptwriter and the director and everything else and describe everything that was in the room. And as soon as I did the pictures, she no longer needed to do all that legwork and her language could become only poetic. I'm sorry? Oh, you did?
Right. Yes. Anyone else?
Oh, well, I have three children, and Deirdre has four, and they're all girls. So Ming is a composite of all sorts of things. And Ming and all her friends are very much inspired by the children in my daughter's class, one of my daughter's classes, which was, it's a lovely grade. I particularly, you know, one has one's, this is a very happy class, and I spent a lot of time in there, and I observed them all, and I drew portraits of them. But in terms of her manner and who she is, I think it's fair to say she is a composite of...
Yeah, of seven
all
children.
All our seven girls.
Yeah. Right.
I should hope
exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Why did I decide to call her Ming? She was Rosie to start. She came out, when you draw, characters tend to just come out in one way or another, and she came out this way, and, you know, I'm half Chinese, and I enjoy very much the mixtures in life, and that I also see a lot of in America, and I wanted to convey some of that in the book, and I was inspired to remember someone called Ming that I knew when I was little, and I thought she was very cool. So I thought it was a nice name for her. What education do you need to have to write a book, Deirdre?
I think as long as you write a good story, I don't think that really comes into play.
I think in Deirdre's case, I think sleepless nights with four young children
yeah.
was a very good education.
Yeah.
And
Oh. Well, I think trying to write something every day is really helpful. It's kind of flexing that muscle, you know? I keep a journal. I do online writing classes. I, you know, just try and jot something down. I can't draw. Yeah.
Oh, you did? So, you know, you should draw every day. I should draw every day. But, you know, it's like exercise. Sometimes it's very hard to get going again. You do what you can. But, yes, I went to art school, and I trained as a abstract painter, in fact. But I think this is the thing. We spent a lot of time around our children. We spent a lot of time around teachers. And I was drawing children because that's what I saw. And this very much is a love letter, I think, to teachers. And in fact, my point being, we wrote and drew what we cared about deeply. And
what we knew.
I think it's worth pointing out that we sent this out to a lot of people. The young woman who found us, who was then working for Sky Pony, has since moved on to another publisher, she was herself a teacher in New York, I believe kindergarten teacher, before she went into this business, and it was very much coming from that same place. This is a book for teachers and librarians who have given us a lot of support because it's reflected something back to them of the daily lives they see of children.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
Yes.
A wonderful breed. Right, yeah.
This is our first book. There is. There's
yes.
One will be out next September.
Next September. As soon as we're finished here, we're going to be running home and back to the drawing board, and we're calling each other and saying what's going to happen on this picture and what's going to happen on that picture.
Yes.
How long from when the publisher said they would publish it till it hit the shelf?
Oh.
16 months?
Yes. It was pretty snappy. This one they're saying they want it out in September, and they want the finished product in January, so I'm hard at the drawing board right now.
Yeah. So. Yes.
It is the same characters, yes. We feel there's more for Ming to do. So. And we're specifically thinking about more social interactions for Ming, since anybody who works with children knows that's a key part, familial relationships and relationships with other children.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've been lovely.